language. Hello and welcome to Czech by Numbers, Radio Prague's own Czech learning program in which we examine the use of numbers in everyday Czech. Today I'm joined by
Linda Maštalíř
and we'll be looking once again at the very word number.
Číslo.
Apart from its mathematical meaning,
číslo
can also mean a number, a piece, for example, in a cabaret, or an issue of a magazine, as in
lednové číslo,
the January issue. If you hear a person, mostly a child, being called
číslo,
you can be sure he or she is quite a character or a naughty little kid. Then we have the grammatical number,
gramatické číslo,
which in Czech includes
množné číslo,
the plural,
jednotné číslo,
singular, and relics of
dvojné číslo,
the dual number. In maths, apart from natural and all those other numbers we discussed earlier, I'm sure we all heard about Ludolf's number.
Ludolfovo číslo,
more commonly known as pi.
P.
In physics, there is
Machovo číslo,
or Mach number, which is defined as a ratio of the speed of an object relative to the speed of sound. Drivers will be familiar with
oktanové číslo,
the octane rating, which is a measure of the auto-ignition resistance of fuels used in a spark ignition internal combustion engines. In the Czech Republic, you will often come across the term
rodné číslo,
literally birth number, which is a 10-digit personal identification number assigned to every individual at birth. From the first 6 digits, you can tell the person's birthday and sex. The other 3 define where he or she was born, and the last one completes the sequence in a way which makes the whole number dividable by 11 to make it valid. Another identification number of an individual is
číslo občanského průkazu,
your ID card number, which you are often asked to submit in official dealings or upon entering various institutions. If you don't have a Czech ID card, your passport number,
číslo pasu,
will do just fine. And finally, another important number is
číslo účtu,
your account number. And that's it for today. We'll be back with more numbers next time. Till then,
naschledanou. And now it's time for One-on-One with Rob Cameron.